Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Consumers of all ages have a real hunger for more information about where their food comes from, and that gives farmers a great opportunity to share about the work we love. Who better to answer questions about how animals are cared for, why certain seeds are used, what role technology plays on a farm, and how our water and soil are being protected than the folks who are out in the field every day? Studies show that consumers trust farmers and want to hear our stories. But we also know that with social media and the constant news and entertainment cycle, there's a lot of competition for airtime. We can't be in all places at once, but we can work together to promote ag literacy. That's why the mission of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is devoted to ag education. When it comes to ag education, you can never start too early either. From lesson plans to classroom activities to accurate ag books, the foundation continues to expand its offerings and resources every year. We want all children and their parents to understand what goes into growing a safe, sustainable food supply and how innovation is turning crops into clean energy and climate-friendly textiles. I'm looking forward to the newest release coming from the foundation's new book publishing venture, Feeding Minds Press. Tales of the Dairy Godmother, Chuck's Ice Cream Wish, will be available for online purchase in just a few weeks, on March 17th. This beautifully illustrated children's book follows a young boy who'd rather have some ice cream than do his chores, but then his dairy godmother appears to make his dreams come true in a way he doesn't expect. Both Chuck and young readers then go on a special adventure to learn all about the work that goes into making one of our favorite treats. As an ice cream fan, I can't wait for kids like Chuck to learn more about the care and hard work that goes into running a dairy farm. Feeding Minds Press is committed to producing kids' books like this one that tell the real story of modern agriculture. Too many folks have a romanticized view of agriculture rather than see it as the innovative industry it is. We need more kids to see this and pursue careers in agriculture if we're going to continue to be sustainable into the future. And who knows? Maybe this dairy tale will inspire the next farmer, veterinarian, or ag researcher out there. The foundation is also looking to tend the soil of ag curiosity throughout a young person's education into middle and high school by connecting science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM lessons, into agriculture. Agriculture education and STEM are a natural fit because farming is science in action, and each STEM field is critical to the sustainability of our industry. We'd love nothing more than to see an ag component in the STEM curriculum of all our nation's schools. To that end, the foundation has partnered with the Beef Checkoff to bring teachers out to farms so they can apply what they learn about agriculture to their classroom lessons and activities. And soon we will offer a new science curriculum based on beef production, also developed in partnership with the Beef Checkoff, to teach middle and high school students about sustainable agricultural production methods and how agriculture practices apply science to the care of animals and the environment. Wouldn't it be amazing to see agriculture as a core component of every classroom? We believe it's possible and are continuing to work toward that goal. These resources are just a sampling of the generous servings of ag education tools, books, and activities available from the foundation. You can keep up on the latest and connect your local schools and teachers in your communities with these resources by checking out agfoundation.org or signing up for the foundation newsletter. Together, we can share the story of agriculture with consumers of all ages. AFBF will host two sessions of Women's Communications Boot Camp in 2020, on June 9th through 12th and October 13th through 16th. The training is open to all female members interested in building skills needed to communicate about agriculture and for Farm Bureau. Online applications for the summer sessions, which is June 9th through 12th, will be accepted through March 28th. Handwritten and/or scanned submissions will not be accepted. America's infrastructure is in desperate need of upgrades and improvements. AFBF is hopeful that Congress will get to work on legislation that would authorize spending on those needed improvements. AFBF economist Megan Nelson highlighted infrastructure priorities for farmers and their rural communities in a recent interview. She said that infrastructure as a whole is extremely important for agriculture, and connecting rural areas to the global economy is of utmost importance. She identified several priorities, including broadband, ensuring that rural roads and bridges are able to handle agricultural equipment, and making sure that we're still maintaining our competitive advantage when exporting agricultural products. Contrary to misconceptions, only a few GMO crops in the grocery store are available as whole produce. Those include sweet corn, summer squash, papayas, potatoes, and apples. But large sections of the produce aisle are not comprised of GMOs. Seedless watermelons, for instance, are not GMOs. Other fruit products, however, may contain ingredients derived from GMO crops. Ingredients derived from genetically modified corn, soy, sugar beets, and canola are used in a variety of foods, including cereal, corn chips, veggie burgers, and more. However, it is important to remember that genetically modified crops are nutritionally equivalent to non-genetically modified foods unless the nutritional content has been intentionally changed, like in high oleic soybeans. 21 farm and ranch groups, including Farm Bureau, representing millions of U.S. farmers and ranchers, on Wednesday launched Farmers for a Sustainable Future, a coalition committed to environmental and economic sustainability. This coalition will serve as a primary resource for lawmakers and policymakers as they consider climate policies. The coalition will share with elected officials, media, and the public U.S. agriculture's commitment to sustainability and the incredible strides already made to reduce agriculture's environmental footprint. As policy proposals are developed and considered, the goal is for the coalition and its guiding principles to serve as a foundation to ensure the adoption of meaningful and constructive policies and programs affecting agriculture. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be 10 scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. The scholarship program, now in its 28th year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarship, students must be Illinois residents and be a registered nurse, accepted, or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program. Applications are available throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at rimsap.com or by writing Donna Gallivan, Program Manager, Illinois Farm Bureau, P.O. Box 2109, Bloomington, Illinois, 61702. Applications are due May 1st. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering $1,500, $1,000, and $7,500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th. Any questions about the Foundation's scholarship program can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.